It's a Tuesday morning on KID's Morning News with Neil and Julie.
And we've invited Representative Wendy Harmon from District 30B. We wanted her to come on and address an issue that presented itself last year in 2018. It was the DMV software mess where we had to close DMV offices because the software wasn't working. And Representative Harmon was able to sit in on a meeting about that. So good morning, Representative Harmon.
Good morning, Julie. It's good to be with you.
Well, we want to talk about this issue with the DMV. I understand that in this meeting with the ITD director, Brian Ness, they are negotiating with this firm, Gemalto, for a new contract. And I guess my first question is, do they deserve another chance in your mind? And if so, how come?
Good question. You know, I was surprised he didn't bring it up in his budget presentation, and it's been, you know, on everyone's mind, from politicians to anyone trying to get a driver's license, not to mention our law enforcement, our sheriffs that have been frustrated with the process. So that's why I asked the question about, you know, the status of the software. I had heard they had built some sort of workaround internally, and I just wanted to give him the opportunity to explain what that was. So that's what he did. And in discussing that, this was the first I had heard that they were renegotiating the contract, because I was concerned there was a breach. You know, we had contracted with them to accomplish a task, and it basically failed. I mean, lines at DMV are always long, right? But they got crazy during this process. So
yeah,
it was good to find out that they are rediscussing that. And in meeting with him, also just one-on-one, I found out this really is a highly specialized vendor that provides something that very few other vendors can provide and that state of Idaho can't do itself. So I believe that's why they are continuing to negotiate with them. But it was great news that they're not paying them for the services that weren't provided. I didn't know that before that hearing.
Okay, so at the very least, we'll recoup that. Now, this company, Gemalto, I would assume that because they are so specialized that they contract with other states to do the same thing, and have they seen the same problems in other states?
He did bring that up in the hearing. Yes, they have. Colorado, he listed as an example. I think Hawaii and New Hampshire were two other examples that he listed. But honestly, that's been one of my ongoing concerns about the contracting and procurement process in the state of Idaho. We're moving into these expensive IT projects, and we should have some sort of demonstration before a contract is ever issued that the vendor has the capacity to fulfill the contract. There's a term out in the IT space called vaporware, where you claim that your software can do X, Y, and Z, but then when it comes right down to it, you're going to build it after you get the contract, and rather than have it in place before. And I understand there's a tension there with, you know, being able to fulfill the contract, but I think we can do better as a state about making sure that these big IT projects, we have some level of confidence that the vendor can actually perform the work that we've contracted with them to do in advance of issuing the contract.
Last question. I know you need to run to a meeting. Even though it is highly specialized, are there other vendors that do this? And were they approached to maybe submit a bid so that maybe we could go a different direction?
That is a good question that I do not know the answer to. I will look into that, because that is a great question, and that did not come up in the hearing. But what we do know is that they were able to leverage their local IT staff to build a fix while they temporarily could renegotiate the contract, I guess. And so that's a great question. I'll see what I can learn about that.
All right, Representative Wendy Harmon, we know you got to run. Thank you for sparing a few minutes for us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.